אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, חלק איגרות, איגרת נון וב, בעמוד 761.
We are reading letter number 56 by בעל הסולם. There is an English text, but not in the books. Beginning with many say. You can ask questions at Kabla TV, and selected questions will be live. So again, letter 56 by בעל הסולם, beginning with many say. Many say, who will show me good? And yet, very few find it. We should therefore understand where is the great and relentless obstacle which fails so many mercilessly. I have already pointed out to you several times the famous law in the holy books that nothing is given unless by merit, meaning through labor, which everyone calls a winning awakening from below. Without it, no bestowal from above, called awakening from above, will ever happen. Because otherwise, the man will lack the vessels, the deficiency, the intentions, the understanding, if he won't have his own deficiencies, his own vessels. He won't be able to discern the disturbances of the next degree, because every next degree is always the abstract upper light standing before one, and only the person with his own vessels gives that light the correct depiction. These words and laws are known to all, but their extent is not known, or they do not want to know it. For this reason, there's a big edifice of the Sitra Achra, which stands and makes allowances in the matter, that it is not necessary to exert beyond human capability. In dire times, one has an entire lore from authors and books, showing the kindness and mercy of his guidance with a person who is not so meticulous. One has 1,000 pre-prepared proofs for it instantaneously, as it is written, and the Creator does not criticize his creations, etc. They said about the such that the Torah is called Sam, for if he is not rewarded, the Torah itself becomes to him a potion, Sam in Hebrew, of death. For they are learning Torah from the wicked Sam, and from him they understand. His words of Torah are immediately accepted by the heart, and they are always kept in the memory, for they are contemplated day and night. God save us from him and from his followers. Again, they said about the such, our sages said, that the Torah is called Sam, in Hebrew, potion. For if he is not rewarded, the Torah itself becomes to him a potion of death. For they are learning Torah from the wicked Sam, and from him they understand. His words of Torah are immediately accepted by the heart, and they are always kept in the memory, for they are contemplated day and night. God save us from him and from his followers.
And this happens in each and every degree. It's not something that happens later in some kind of a special state on the barrier between the worlds, on the Mahsom. In every state, in every given state, we also have the same problem. When we enter, when we start to study from the evil inclination, the evil sum, from the desire, the sum of the potion of death, when we start to work according to the corporeal mind, and then to the corporeal desire to receive, and then we don't understand where directed, we lose the correct direction and justify ourselves. It seems that everything's fine. Rationally, it might be very, very nice and good, so that a person won't even be contradicted.
Yes. What shall we do for those, and how can we reach out to them or slightly move them from their places when they are not at all ready for an awakening from below? I wish to say that even if we succeed with the Creator's help to draw upon them the greatest awakening of the body, to crave and covet Him, they will still not want or won't be able to, with that power of theirs, to give the measure of awakening from below that is needed for an awakening from above. This is something about which the Creator has never made allowances since days of old until this day and always.
So what is actually a solution?
For He has written, He has given an unbreakable law. It is said about it, in full measure, when you send her away, you contend with her. The Creator measures a person one portion at a time. It is also written, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full, referring also to our topic. The iniquity of the Amorite is the klipa, the shell, pill, that keeps and surrounds the fruit, called awakening from above, or the land of Israel. That klipa will not move from its place even as a hair's breadth before Israel complete entirely the necessary measure of awakening from below called merit, meaning the labor and exertion beyond human capability. Anything that one can do is merely called work, and is still not considered labor. When Israel reached that point, they complete their amount, and then it is called the iniquity of the Amorite is full. In other words, it is evident to all that the land of Israel and the glory of the Creator, being the Holy Divinity, do not belong to them. Then they break that klipa called Amorite, and raise divinity from the dust, and not a moment sooner, as in the verse. This is the meaning of the explicit number, 400 years, which shows the great precision in that matter, that there are no concessions here at all. As our sages said, the matter of skipping over the ant, which was mandatory and obligatory for Israel, that skipping caused all the exiles to this day. It is also known that the general and particular are equal, that is, in each one from Israel, concerning the soul, there is the matter of coming to the land. And all that is said in the whole of Israel,
but meaning both, it happens both individually and collectively, but the skipping the end doesn't mean, and it doesn't refer to the number of the years, because the complete degree in spirituality is 400 years, whereas here it doesn't depend upon the corporeal time, rather when a person completes his inner avaya, the development of his inner avaya.
And that in his awakening from below, there is that number, 400 years, which is 400 of death and 400 of life. Our sages said, "Aseh, do," for the meaning of 400 years of enslavement refers to the place in which he is permitted to pay back the measure of his labor precisely, for in that there are no concessions, not even as a hair's breadth. This is why our sages said, I did not labor and found, do not believe. And also, the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, as well as he who wishes to live shall put himself to death, and many others that are similar. In contrast, they said, I labored and did not find, do not believe. For they knew that the wicked sum his law in his hand to show that it is possible to find the Creator's salvation without labor beyond human capability, by which one is made to let go of one's grip in the awakening from below, and he is repelled each day into a great abyss. Afterwards, when he returns and recognizes his falsehood and finds his faith in the words of our sages, that the lack of labor and awakening from below had lowered him to the Neverland, he therefore wishes to strengthen himself and dedicate himself to worshipping the Creator. At that time, he promptly returns to him with new heresy, that even labor does not help at all, because he, God forbid, does not hear the prayer of every mouth. That is, he has pre-prepared proofs to show that there are those who exert but do not find at all. This is why they warned, "I labored and did not find, do not believe." Thus, I have shown you the web in which the robbed souls that have no comfort are judged in that mistake in the meaning of the word labor. However, truthful is the verse, "They who seek me shall find me." I still see much evil in the world, where those caught in the web of the Sitra Achra labor needlessly, which is only a depiction of punishment. That is, it does not join the count of 400 years whatsoever, and for that my heart aches more than anything. About the such, a person should brace himself with a prayer, "May he grant, etc., that we will not labor in vain," for it requires great success in that matter. You should also know that the labor and exertion that appears in one's heart during the prayer is the most reliable and most guaranteed to reach its goal than any other matter in reality.
If you have questions, then please do.
This article is as if very decisive. And in order to use it and check myself, I don't quite understand what Baal HaSulam means here. For example, when he writes, "These things and laws are well known to everyone, however their extent is not known, or people do not want to know them, and because of this there's a great edifice of the Sitra Achra." First of all, who does he mean? And of course
that he doesn't refer to those who have no connection to spirituality, whose desires are still below the line from which the spiritual force starts to work on a person. The people who have a spark, meaning a reshimo from the returning light that preceded the breaking, that this spark, actually everyone have this spark, because as a result of the incorporation of the vessels, it exists within everyone. As a result of the breakage, let's put it this way, what do we learn? Before the breakage, there was a kli that desired to receive in order to bestow. You can call it the world of Nikudim, you can call it Adam and Eve, it doesn't matter. In this kli, there was room that was named the stony heart, Lev HaEven, in which you cannot perform corrections. The upper light doesn't reach there. The Or Makif also doesn't reach there. But how can you but this is the whole essence of the creature. If the upper light, if the Creator, who is opposite from me, is unable to enter this desire as a result of the disparity of form, and that's a law. It's a given a law, and it's an unbreachable law. So he himself doesn't break his own laws, because that's it. The laws were determined, and within these laws, the reality, meaning the desire to receive, exists. So what can be done? How can we still correct the creature so that the creature will be exactly like the Creator? And here, there is the matter of if the upper light, the Creator, is operating according to this condition of Tzimtzum or the disparity of form, that because of these regulations he cannot touch the stony heart, how can the creature ever receive the form of the Creator? The creature will never be able to do so, because the essence of the creature is not the first nine sefirot, not tet rishonot, that he has from the light, from this light. Rather, he himself, the stony heart, that's his essence. Thus, what happened? As a result of the breaking of the vessels. And this is why the creature has to be confused during the breaking, so that he will still desire to receive in order to bestow, as if it's possible. That's what the Creator does. He makes him think that it's seemingly possible to receive in order to bestow. Also, inside the stony heart, and the creature goes with it in devotion, in complete devotion. Because seemingly he's being tricked, he's being fooled from above. The Creator tricks him. The upper light gives him this sensation, especially because he was able to build the partsuf, the rosh of which belongs to the attribute of Bina, but its guf belongs to Malchut. So in his rosh, in his head, he intends to go for to bestow in all of his desires. And he doesn't feel, because there is the level of Bet Dit Lapshut there, the clean attribute of Bina, he doesn't feel that he can ever fail. And he does. He fails. And it's not that he fails, it's he's not to blame. That's how it was made from above. Why? By the breakage. As a result of the breaking of the vessels, we can reach the incorporation of all the vessels of Bina with all the vessels of Malchut. And what can happen later, that's the most important thing. As a result of the scrutiny of all the vessels, besides the stony heart, we scrutinize the stony heart. And it's a very important point here. It's very sensitive. You need to think about it. Because that's the advantage of the light out of the darkness. I scrutinize all the first nine sefirot with all their various discernments, except from the stony heart, except from what's inside the reason. That's what I don't scrutinize. And by doing so, I get to know the stony heart. And as a result, I get to know the Creator Himself. Well, the Creator is also come and see, meaning, why? Well, one vis-a-vis the other, I reveal this attribute. So this way, we make corrections. That we don't correct the desire, our desire itself, rather by differentiating, by taking out from the desire everything we possibly can take out, and leave this desire clean, stony heart net, when there is nothing to correct anymore there. By doing so, as a result of the scrutiny, we reveal the form of the stony heart and against it, the form of the Creator, and we reach the end of correction. What was your question?
How do we reach a state where we don't build that great edifice of the Sitracha? It says in the text that there is a great edifice of the Sitracha. So in order to make those the separation and discernments that you mentioned, what do we need to do?
To do it? How could we scrutinize the Creator without this?
But how do we know that we're in the right direction?
Only according to what we... Only if we follow the teacher, his guidance, his instructions, of course, that based on the original texts and by working in the group and by addressing to the light that performs. There are many various discernments here, but there's nothing else to do. Why shouldn't it be enough? If the Creator brings a person to the good fortune and takes him and tells him, take this to yourself, meaning he falls to a certain, he comes to a certain teacher, to a group, to the books and their method. If a person feels that it's not for him, that it's not his, he can continue on searching. Maybe he has to undergo a few teachers in order to scrutinize and see that he's eventually found in the good place. That's eventually a calculation that's made from above. We cannot criticize a person. We cannot do that. Rather, it's written, a person studies only when where his heart desires to study. One has to think whether that's the truth. If one doesn't feel this way, he should leave and continue on his search.
The teacher is fine, 100%. The group is 100%.
How do you know?
If I listen. Well.
Meaning it falls in accordance with your heart.
That's how it feels to me. I'm talking about myself. How do I know that I'm listening correctly and implementing correctly?
Oh, that's simple. You need to listen to what your teacher explains to you. Of course, that in addition to what's written in the original texts. And you have to implement this in the group. That's simple. What is there that is so... I also remember that Rabash used to say the same. Why are you so confused? You have to do this, this, and that. The worship of the Creator is very concrete. It's very simple. Only that we're the ones who make things complicated. The Creator made one straight, and they made many calculations. What is there that is so difficult? You come to a group, to a collective, within which you have to annul yourself, connect, bond, and realize alongside with them the unity, so that you'll be able to reveal the Creator within this unity. So, what is so complicated? Just don't be confused. Why do you connect? How do they work, and how should you work in order to awaken them? But the goal is very simple. It's very, I don't know, corporeal, mundane. It's before your eyes. Take everyone, and everyone should take everyone else, and just unite. But you should unite around one certain discernment, that we unite in order to reveal the mutual, the common force of the soul. That's it. And that's what we start scrutinizing, this only point. And within this point, within it, we'll reveal the attribute of the soul, and we will feel that we're all capable of, we're all ready to bestow upon it. That's called bringing her contentment. I don't know what it is, what it means to make contentment, but later it will be revealed, to bestow upon that attribute, to reach reciprocal bestowal. So, well, that's something that you can explain to an infant while playing with his group of friends, football and or soccer in the backyard. This is something that is very special, very concrete, very restricted. The problem is to not run away from it to many other calculations. This is the problem. If you hold on to this point, then you scrutinize exactly the difference between the stony heart and all the rest of the attributes. By doing so, you already start to scrutinize the image of the Creator. Only this point, you have to work only on that. It's like this laser beam that by which you start to really shape, to construct or to remove all the alien things, and the only thing that remains is the image of the Creator, the clear image of bestowal. But this point is highly important. The exertion is in not leaving it, not letting go of it. As he says, that the whole structure of the evil inclination stands in order to contradict you, to move you astray from the path, to help you this way. And here there are many you can break or deviate to different directions. What can you do if suddenly students run away this way to different directions? Then you wait until you eventually stop them somehow, if there's no choice, but it's not desirable. We should already move to what, you have something special to read? No, we're done.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson from the Zohar.